USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell voiced optimism for deals on both general spending and on coronavirus stimulus Tuesday night. Lawmakers face a Friday deadline for passing a spending plan to avoid a government shutdown and are also seeking an accord to provide aid, both to small business and to millions of Americans who have lost their jobs because of the pandemic. Wednesday, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration issued an emergency use authorization for the first over-the-counter fully at-home diagnostic test for COVID-19. The Illum, E-L-L-U-M-E, the Illum COVID-19 home test, is a rapid-type test that runs a liquid sample along a surface with reactive molecules. The test detects fragments of proteins of the virus from a nasal swab sample from any individual 2 years of age and older. Dr. Mark Siegel tells Fox it's a fairly easy test.
It's called a mid-range swab, so it's not nearly as uncomfortable.
Results of the test are sent to your smartphone. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I've been taking vitamins off and on my whole adult life, and I've never seen any change. Not like this. Not since I've been on Balance of Nature. I used to take prescription medication for muscle aches and stuff. I don't take that anymore. I wish I had started it back when I first heard about it on the radio. And if I can give Balance of Nature any advice, keep it out on the radio, because I still hear these commercials from time to time, and I'm thinking, you know, you people need to listen up. I mean, I'm over 50, and, you know, your body starts wearing down. But Balance of Nature has literally changed my life. It really has.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Now that the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine is out, when can you get one? USA Radio News' Dan Naraki has more.
With one coronavirus vaccine being delivered across the country and another likely to be approved this week, a massive immunization program is just beginning. But when will the general public begin to have access to those shots? Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar says that could come sooner than many thought. He tells CNBC that the possibility for more vaccines coming to market could also move that date forward.
I believe that by the end of February, into March, of course, depending on the decisions by our governors, but I believe we'll have enough supply out there to be reaching out into the general public for administration at your CVS's, Walgreens, Kroger's, and near the end of February into March. And if we get J&J and AstraZeneca coming in, their data should be here, we hope, the beginning to middle of January with FDA consideration later in the month.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Moderna's vaccine is up for review tomorrow. USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Senate Majority Leader Republican Mitch McConnell says no lawmaker is going home for the holidays until some form of a stimulus package is in place. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki explains.
Congressional leaders met again on Tuesday to try and hammer out a deal on a coronavirus stimulus package and a spending bill to fund the government passed this week. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said he felt there was progress at that meeting and that the group would meet again soon. He told reporters that Congress would not leave for a holiday break without a deal on a COVID relief bill.
Shots have been administered. Hope is on the way. And our job here is to guarantee that there's enough money to facilitate the delivery, as well as to do other things that we can agree on. And as I've said repeatedly, number one, we're not leaving here without a COVID package. It's not going to happen.
The group is negotiating over two bills released this week by a bipartisan group, one that contains money for small businesses, unemployment insurance extensions, schools, and vaccine distribution. The other contains the more contentious proposals, with $160 billion in aid for state and local governments and liability protections for businesses against COVID-related lawsuits. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The first CARES Act was signed into law by President Trump on March 27, 2020. NASA's Goddard Space Flight Center reported a planet spotted 336 light-years from Earth could be the Planet Nine, theoretically lurking in our solar system. The Hubble Space Telescope is assisting astronomers observe the motion of a massive Jupiter-like planet, saying it is evidence that such oddball orbits are possible. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.